I greet you in the precious name of the one we were just singing about, our God. I was led this morning to have reading and singing so you can get your songbooks out again. A call to worship. Now, most of you know me, that I have said that worship happens outside of these walls, because we are made to worship, we are created to worship, and so it's not something we just do on Sundays and Wednesdays or whenever we meet, but we are worshiping at all times. But this morning I'd like to focus specifically on, through reading and through song, worship of our great God. I invite you to turn to song number 89. Holy God, we praise thy name. This song invites us to praise God. And a key component of worship is understanding how small we are and how big God is. And then a proper response, as this song indicates, is to bow before him. So I invite you to use your imagination and imagine you coming into the presence of God, and as this song says, you bow before him. The songwriter tells us that heaven is praising him, and he invites us to do the same. Verse 2, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. So we know that that's what the angels are doing, and numerous places in the scripture it says that mortal man should join them. I also note with interest verse 3, the white robe martyrs, that spurred something for me. Paul tells us to remember those in bonds as bound with them. And so this morning, as we sing, let's remember the persecuted church who is doing their part in making the song go on. I read an article by Open Doors recently, and the question was, with what's happening, that North Korean leader is meeting with the South Korean leader. What does that mean for North Korea? North Korea has been the number one country on Open Doors watch list for 17 years in a row for the most persecution for Christians. And while there's a glimmer of hope that things might change, we don't know that. And in the meantime, I think there's around 50,000 Christians in some form of isolation or prison in North Korea. It seems so foreign to us, and yet let's not forget them. And that's just one country. There are many countries where that is also the case. But I rejoice that we can enter into their lives through prayer and through remembering them. And then finally, in verse 4, the Trinity is such an integral part of our faith. Let's awe in the mystery of our great God. Song number 89.
Holy God, we pray. Thy vast domain.
Number 97. Praise the Lord, the Almighty. Reading from 1 Chronicles 16. This was David at the dedication of the temple. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praises, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Number 97, 1, 3, and 4.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is our health and salvation.
Revelation 7, 9 to 12. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Rise, glorious conqueror. We are looking forward to the time when we can fall down at this conqueror's feet. Would you stand for 261?
Rise, glorious conqueror, rise into thine head.
Victor ordained.
Standing. Let's pray. God, we come before you. We desire to worship you. And Lord, we know we do it imperfectly, and yet we want to recognize you as our God. I pray, Father, that you would continue to stir within our hearts in this service the areas, Lord, that we need to surrender, the ways that we have worshiped other things besides you. And I pray that through the Sunday school and through the message that you would speak to us. We look to you, Lord, to further direct, and we praise and honor you for your great and glorious name. And it's through Jesus we pray. Amen. You may be seated.